Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Joined in the studio with Barbara Scully and Declan Buckley for Good afternoon.
Happy New Year.
Barbara's very excited.
Yeah.
We've loads to get through, and some of them are loads of them are brilliant, so I'm just going to get wade straight in because I can't wait to see your reactions to all these various situations that people are sending into you. First up, I made a really stupid, drunken mistake over Christmas. You would have thought there'd be more of those coming in, wouldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I had a couple of drinks too many, and I sent some pretty suggestive pictures to my ex-boyfriend. I don't know what I was thinking of at the time. We have been broken up for a couple of months, and I still have feelings for him. We used to send each other pictures all the time when we were going out, so I thought it'd be a good way to tell him that I wanted to get back together. Problem is, I didn't realise he's seeing somebody new who saw the text before he did. She rang me from his phone and started making threats. She said that she had forwarded on the messages to her phone, and if she ever got a whiff of me getting in touch with him again, she would make sure the pictures got out. I've no idea who this girl is, and I'm too scared to approach my ex about it. I know that it was stupid to send these pictures, but I don't deserve this. Is there anything I should or can do? She could hold these over me forever if she wants to. Barbara.
Young people, what is wrong with you? Honest to God, I'm all on for it. If you want to send your pictures of your bits to each other, fine, grand, fine. But it's not a way to tell somebody you want to get back with them. Like, seriously? That's the first thing. That's nuts.
Very clear
to
there.
Think that, that you're going to send, what?
No, I'm just...
Photographs of your bits to an ex-boyfriend as a message.
Would you rather that they wrote, like, long...
What's happened to words?
Letters,
or even emojis? But fucking pictures of your bits.
My
like,
dear
for God's
beloved,
sake.
How yes. I miss thee.
Yes, exactly.
Emily Dickinson.
God almighty, the world is in terrible trouble. Anyway, that said, there's really nothing she can do here. So calm down. There's absolutely nothing she can do because you've two choices. The first one, which you think what you should do, is calm down, do nothing, and just start praying and hoping for the best that this new girlfriend or new woman in your ex's life is as good as her word. And if you don't put your head above the parapet or do anything else again, that she will forget about those pictures and delete them in time, and yes, they'll all live happily ever after. The other option is to try and make contact either through your ex or you try and find her. Most people are reasonably easily findable now online, and you try and make contact by saying, I'm very sorry, I didn't mean it.
My phone
was hacked.
And
blah, 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 and everything else. But I think that you run the risk then of, being like, what's your woman in Fatal Attraction? A kind of a stalker, bunny boiler type person. And I think that could only inflame the situation and make it worse.
Right.
So I think there's nothing you can do.
Calm down and pray.
Any forward on that? No, I kind of, in a roundabout way, I agree with you. I think a lot of people are doing this kind of sexting and sending each other.
You're so
kind
down
of
with the kids, aren't you?
I'm not down with the kids. In fact, I'm not even communicating with them anymore because of the court case. But but I am. I'm just joking.
He is joking.
I am joking. It's that thing. Okay, so the minute she pressed send on her text.
Yeah.
It's it. She's actually committed that thing. It's out in the ether. Your pictures are on the cloud, madam. And they're gone. She made that choice already.
Across all your woman's devices.
The stuff about the ex-girlfriend, blah, blah, that's all just,
Yeah.
That's extra. She already committed that. She's already sent that picture out. She made that decision. The minute she took a picture of herself in whatever and she sent it, she's lost control of that picture.
Yeah.
It's out there. So it could have been the boyfriend. It could have been the ex-girlfriend of the boyfriend, whatever. It doesn't matter who has that picture, but it's gone now. So she made that mistake already. So, what she needs to do is never do that again if this is going to bother her, because she's now realised that if somebody gets that picture, I'm not going to be happy about that.
Yeah.
This is actually a subplot in the new Black Mirror thing that's on Netflix now, by the way. So,
yeah, good. So, maybe watch that. Instead of three Hail Marys, watch that and don't do it again.
Basically, what we're saying then is that she's kind of screwed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out there.
But she made a mistake.
She can choose not to care, though. It's like, how...
But could she perhaps, for future, in bearing in mind the fact that she probably will have a future boyfriend and that she may be in the same scenario again, send him a text.
Yeah.
Tell him how much you love him. But don't be sent to pictures of your bits.
I think that the minute that Kim Kardashian made a sex video that turned her into an international multimillionaireess, I think that the whole idea of a photograph of you in a compromising situation being a negative social thing lost any currency. The reality of it is
that...
But
if that was true, she wouldn't be bothered. She's not bothered.
She's actually asking us how, not to how to get the picture back. She wants to know how to get her boyfriend back.
Yeah, she does. Right. There's good advice. My rule is never send a picture to a boy that I wouldn't send to my father. Oh. I knew that was going to have that effect on you.
That's a bit too modern for me.
My bits, as Barbara says, would not go down well. The youth need to check themselves before they wreck themselves.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. I could use that with you, actually,
very often.
Yeah, if they have it and they try and use it against her, she can go to the police, as it is illegal. Revenge
That's
porn.
That's true. It is illegal. Well, at least in
Yeah, but they need to go down to the Garda station and show them the picture you sent. We'll move on to our next problem now.
I moved in with my fella last month, and it's been utter bliss, apart from one thing. He has kept a secret the whole time we've been going out, which is 3 years. But I discovered the other night he's a total wuss when it comes to spiders. Now, I'm not a fan, but you'd swear that a killer clown had invaded the bathroom when he was confronted by one. I heard him screaming like a banshee. I legged it upstairs to find him standing on the toilet lid with actual tears coming down his face because he said a spider had crawled up on his leg while he was sitting on the loo.
That's not good.
I had to get a tissue, scoop the thing up, wait till he had left the room and then flush it down the toilet. When I asked him afterwards, he said he'd never been a fan of spiders and he couldn't bear to have one in the room. I find this trait really unattractive, if I'm honest, and I can't be dealing with this anytime we have a harmless eight-legged visitor to the house. Are there any techniques he should use to get over his fear? That's a real phobia he's suffering from there, isn't
it? Yeah, and it's also a bit, it's kind of like gender shaming. It's a bit, oh, he's the guy, so he's meant to be the one who's able to deal with spiders, but I'm the woman, so I'm allowed to be shrieking, you know, like a banshee in the bathroom over a spider, but he's not. Actually, I don't know what the psychology of it is, but I'm sure that on some primal level, there's obviously residual things in our subconscious where certain things are big phobias.
And,
you know, it's, for example,
Do you think we've some kind of
not all of
historical
us.
Memory of something with spiders?
Yeah, like the big.
Are you afraid of them? Would they give you
no,
Barbara?
No.
Hate them.
Would you get a gut?
I wouldn't be standing on the toilet seat, probably crying, possibly because the toilet might collapse. But no, I wouldn't be doing that. Oh. But I don't like them.
Would you go on so you want to be a celebrity, get me out of the jungle thing, whatever? Would you let tarantulas crawl across your face? Because for some people, they just can't actually hack that. And it's not about a gender thing.
But you know what the problem is? No, I go back to your, like, we have some kind of race memory of some kind of issue we had with spiders. Yeah. Like,
I just wonder, I think that, you know, really on a really subconscious primal level, that if you look at some animals, they have a kind of they're born scared of whatever it is. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but I just know that on some level.
I'll tell you why spiders
are
scary.
I've seen David Attenborough talk about it.
There's a great guy in Star Trek, the new series of Star Trek, and his race are they're bred as prey. So he sees,
and they have these weird tentacles at the back of their head.
Has this, you know, escape all you know, he knows when he's in danger.
Because they're highly empathetic and they have the fear.
Yep.
I was just going to say that the reason spiders are scary is because, unless you get the really huge ones, which are mega scary anyway, most of them you don't know which way they're going. You don't know which way is backwards and frontwards. Do you know, if you see a spider on the wall, you've no idea which way he's going to move. Is he going to go up, down, right, left, or which way?
Spiders
don't all.
They have
beautiful faces.
Yeah, you weren't running away.
Oh my God, now you're going to say, I can't see spiders' faces. Oh my God.
I can't see spiders' faces unless they're the ones with
horrible faces.
That's why they're scary. Because you don't know where they're going. And because also they can move at a really fast pace.
Very
if you ever lay in bed and you've watched a spider on the top of the wall and you're thinking there's a spider up there and I'm not happy about it, and then you go and read your book and you look back up and he's disappeared. Yeah. Where's he gone?
Or even it chasing him.
Where has he gone?
Oh my God, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know what happened
Barbara,
to me one morning?
Barbara, you're supposed to be helping this person.
Sorry.
It sounds like we're trying to help
I
you.
I got up one morning and put on my dressing gown, which had been hanging on the back of the door, and got all the way downstairs to make breakfast before something caught out of the corner of my eye, and it was the size of a side plate.
Well, we're not doing this person.
On my
this person's going to emigrate. This is a phobia.
Do you know what?
Phobia,
I don't know what this person.
It's not easy to confront a phobia. I know
it's
this
not
from
a phobia. He's scared of spiders. It's not a phobia. He doesn't need treatment for it. And the fact that there's a partnership going on here, and we've assumed that she's a woman. She may not be.
Yeah.
But what's going on here is that there's a partnership where one of them hates spiders and is scared of spiders and the other one can deal. What's the problem?
It's the problem. There is no problem
except it a gender thing. Yeah,
she
exactly.
doesn't find it attractive. Right. That's what she's saying. I don't find it attractive, so how can I help him?
She doesn't need to find it attractive.
I think people need to help the phobia. But listen, I want to get on to the Fair City one, because the Fair City one is fantastic. Okay. Right?
I can talk more about spiders if you want to.
I'm feeling you will. Okay. I was made watch Fair City over Christmas, so I know all about this family who are kind of living together or wherever they are, this group thing. It's great. We have a new housemate move in recently. She seemed sound for a while until she wasn't. There are four of us in a house share in the last few years. It's always been pretty harmonious and we've a good deal in a nice big house. One of the crew moved out to get married a couple of years ago and we wouldn't have it to fill in forms. And we put out an ad for a replacement. After meeting with a few good people, we decided on this girl. We set out how the house works to her and how we like to live. For example, we don't have a kitty, but general items in the fridge and presses are for everyone and we take it in turns replacing them. We try not to use the dryer unless we really have to. We like to have friends over, but no one takes the piss with parties or people staying too late. The only rule, apart from the other rules, is that overnight guests are limited to 3 nights a week, so it doesn't feel like we're living with couples or a huge amount of people. The first couple of weeks the girl moved in was grand. Then she started labelling food, milk, butter, that kind of thing. When we told her there's no need to do that, she said she preferred it. Fair enough. She lost the plot at one of my housemates when she found him using a bit of butter one morning, even though he said he would replace it. A couple of weeks later, she went bananas at us for having mates over for a dinner on a Saturday. Said it was too late to be so noisy. This is at 10 p.m. Then she had her boyfriend over for 7 nights in a row. When we reminded her this wasn't the way the house works, she freaked out at us again and said she wouldn't be told how to live. We decided to ask her to move out, but she said she wouldn't find a better deal anywhere. And if she was going to get evicted, the only person who could evict her was the landlady. The landlord lives abroad and doesn't want to get involved. Now she doesn't speak to anyone, which makes things super tense. Her boyfriend is always there. Her friends feel too uncomfortable to come over and all the food is labelled. Not to mention how high the bills are because she always has the dryer on and cranks the heat up. Now that... How the hell can we get out of here? She's broken every rule. She has broken every rule in there.
Who has broken every rule?
The person who moved in.
No, she hasn't.
She has the dryer on.
Yeah, no,
overnight
these
guests,
housemates
7 nights in a row.
Who all live together the and cult. All seem to be pals, they have created this problem by having these fuzzy notions of how the house, fuzzy feel-good kind of notions as to how the house would run, probably because they've all been friends and they all trust each other. This thing of like, oh, we'll just all share the food and it'll all work out at the end. That's kind of very fuzzy. If you're bringing somebody new into that, I can understand how that went pear-shaped very quickly. As for living in Ireland, and if you have a dryer, but we don't use it.
What's that about?
I mean, if I moved into
That's
a house where there was a dryer yeah,
isn't it?
I would expect to use it. Yeah. And I definitely think they should get a cat. So anyway,
they sound so together. That's what reminds me of Fair City. They're like a cult.
They're like a little cult all together.
Exactly,
and this
like.
Poor
it's
girl.
Like ideological,
meetings.
Section of people that were all group thinking, and somebody else comes in with a different perspective, and they're all hating on them.
Exactly.
They want to do something different. But, you know, it's kind of although the underlying thing is that, okay, that's fine. You know, you all think the same. She thinks differently.
Yeah.
You're entitled to live your little cult life in your own little cult house. But now you have somebody else in the middle of that who doesn't want to leave because.
Yeah.
That's a really weird sentence.
They're like they want to be an individual.
I have a really good deal here, and I know I understand that there's a house in crisis and rent is hard and all that, but why would you want to live somewhere where everybody doesn't want you to be
you.
There?
Yeah.
It's a very profound 2018 question for
right.
everybody.
If anyone has more advice, we really have to have this one because it's great. My boyfriend visited my family home for the first time over Christmas and made a holy show of himself. He was really nervous at meeting all my family, who are quite large, and had a few drinks before he got there. He had more to drink when he got there, and you can probably guess where this is going. He ended up getting so drunk that he threw up in the dining room after dinner as he was running to the loo. My mother was in bits and my father ordered him out of the house. I had to follow him because I was the sober one, not to drive him home. Now I've been told he is no longer welcome in the house and they're urging me to break up with him. He's the first man I've brought home since coming out as gay a couple of years ago.
The gays, honestly.
And my plan was to ask him to marry me. Everyone makes mistakes, but my parents don't seem like they can get over this. I was hoping that everyone would get to know each other really well before a potential wedding, but now they don't even want my boyfriend in their house. I am so upset.
I am so
it's
upset.
It's your people here, Jack. Yeah, it's your people.
What? With the drunks?
puking all over the in-laws' house. Over to you.
You know, it's like, obviously this guy made a really stupid decision to get hammered when he's on his way to meet.
He was nervous.
Yeah, but that's not how you handle your nerves. So,
no, just, you know, one drink led
unless
to another,
he's 17 or 18.
It's all a bit, yeah.
It's
kind of mortifying. Unless he is a child, it's very embarrassing. Yeah. So the parents are going, I don't like his choices, so therefore I'm going to warn you off him. And the guy, the other guy's going, I kind of like him. I thought I was going to get married to him. Don't marry him.
I hear that's a bit harsh.
Don't
marry him.
That's a bit harsh. The thing that he doesn't say here is, if you're going to make a show of yourself, and I mean he should be, unless he's 17 or 18, he should have been well past doing that. But I would assume that afterwards there would have been the bouquet of flowers sent to the mother with a grovelling apology, possibly an offer to get the carpet cleaned, and a grovelling apology and a card and all the rest of it. And if that hasn't been done, maybe that's why the mammy and the daddy are a bit annoyed, thinking he's no manners, which he hasn't. That should have happened.
Bridges can be built.
No, yeah, but you know the situation where you're in, where you arrive into a party and your response
wasn't a party. Now it was your in-laws' house.
So, how comfortable is the whole thing that your response to conversation is to just hammer back the Beaujolais and get so locked?
We've all made mistakes like that. Yeah. I certainly have. I didn't mean to, and I did get sick in somebody's house.
But I was about 17.
Did you grovel apology?
No, they were so polite and so nice.
So nice, were they?
I managed to make it to the sink. And
the sink.
It was just a little slight embarrassment between us. I cleaned everything up. You wouldn't have known I was there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. See, I think he didn't. I think, obviously, he didn't do the after thing properly. But the fact, if he did all that, if he did apologise and tried to make it well, and the fact then that Mammy and Daddy are still saying, we don't want him in the house and we don't like him and yada yada, there's something else going on there. So I'm wondering,
We're beaten by the clock, but I'm sure our listeners will have fantastic solutions for us for after 3 o'clock. Barbara, thank you very much.
Thanks,
and Declan, thank you very much as well.